All right, let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest, Ross Tucker. And we're going to get to the Nick Nurse audio coming up shortly as well, because he said something yesterday that is just really, I mean, aggravating is not even the right way to put it, but it begins the process. We'll get to that in a moment. Ross Tucker right now, of course, does a great job covering the Eagles and the entire National Football League. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Good morning, Ross.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good, bud.
Super.
Ross, wait till you hear the latest from Nick Nurse. We'll get to that soon. But our football team has life. Ross, do you believe in this squad? And here's the way I frame, do you believe in it? This is what I said to the audience at the beginning, and everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. When I say do you believe, I mean, do you think they will, in the next couple of months, take the fans on a meaningful journey? You don't have to win the Super Bowl. You don't have to get to the Super Bowl for it to be a meaningful journey. Jeff Garcia in 06 was meaningful. He did something and they did something that made us proud in December and January. Do you think this team is building this year to making the fan base proud over the next couple months?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, at this point, I think I'd probably be a little surprised if they don't make it to at least a divisional round. You know, you go on the road two times in a row in the NFL and win by 20-plus points. I mean, the Giants, they gave the Steelers all they could handle Monday night in Pittsburgh. The Bengals had just won back-to-back games. To do what the Eagles just did, that's pretty impressive. And also, I would say it's the way in which they're doing it, right? Three straight games by the defense, including these young guys. They hit on both the first two corners. I mean, right, they're both good players already. And then on offense, to have Hurts play that well, it's hard to watch that game Sunday, Joe, and put that on top of what happened the two previous games and not think that they have an excellent chance to make an extended playoff run.
Unless you don't believe in Hurts, which you know is where I am. I don't.
After Sunday.
Yeah, here's where I'm at on that, Russ. So I totally recognize he played great, particularly in the second half. There's no question, and I'm very happy about that and encouraged. But the flip side I say is I've seen plenty of average players play great. Baker Mayfield, I believe, is an average starting quarterback. I saw him 2 years in a row freaking light the Eagles up in the playoffs. I want him to be the Eagles franchise quarterback. So that's right, where I take it with a grain of salt. And by the way, I do still think it is a lot. It is a lot of running, which they should do, to protect Hurts from hurting them, as he has in many twists and turns when he throws the ball a lot.
So I think you know this, but I do power rankings every Tuesday, right? And I do it based on if these teams are playing, you know, in my backyard or in Kansas in a series, five games, seven games, what I think would happen. What I think is interesting is I have the Chiefs 1, then Lions 2, Bills 3. I have the Eagles 4, Joe.
Wow.
And then after that, Ravens 5, Commanders 6, Steelers 7, Texans 8, Packers 9, Vikings 10, Niners 11. I mention that because I understand that Hurts might not be Lamar Jackson or Mahomes. And you said you don't want him, you don't believe in him. Let's talk about the other quarterbacks in the NFC. Mm-hmm. You have Jared Goff. You have rookie Jaden Daniels. You have Jordan Love, who's now banged up for the second time.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy. Do you think Jalen Hurts, Joe, is significantly worse than those guys?
No, but I will also say this, Ross. I've seen enough through the years to know that even though it does feel like a down year for QBs, that doesn't mean that it always will be, and it doesn't mean if Jalen doesn't more consistently play better that I won't want him here 3, 4, 5 years from now, which, of course, was the mindset when you give him that contract and you think he's going to be at least into his early 30s as the franchise QB. To me, he's got an awful lot to prove.
He's not going anywhere. I mean, they're going to win double-digit games this year. They're going to be in the divisional round, I would think. And then next year, they're going to have another really talented team. So it's funny because if they were less talented, you might be right, and they might only win 7 or 8 games, and maybe they would say, well, Hurts isn't good enough a quarterback. I think, obviously, he played very well in the second half, but I also would say to you, Joe, the team around him is so talented that I'd be surprised if any year when he's a starting quarterback that they, you know, I don't know what's going to happen 4 years from now, but that they don't win double-digit games, that would be tough for Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie to pull the plug on a perennial double-digit playoff winning starting quarterback.
No, I don't expect them to do it after this year. My thought is after next year, but we'll see. Let's go to the phones. Ross Tucker with us for about an hour.
That's insanity.
What's insanity?
You. Just you. Just you, period. This is... He is a face of the future of the NFL.
He's played one great half of football this whole season. One great half in seven games.
In a new offense. With
it's the last half.
Everything,
it's the last one, though.
No, I know, but Ross, there's 14 halves. He had one half that was
so
great.
Do you expect him to take a step back immediately? Like, I expect him to continue to improve.
Do you expect
him to slam on the brakes and just start stinking?
If you're saying, do I expect him to play better on Sunday than he did
in the right direction, that will continue in this direction.
It may.
I feel like you think it's going to take a U-turn.
Well, here's what I think. I don't believe on Sunday he will play as well for the totality of the game as he played in the second half on this past Sunday.
Wow, that's brave to say. I mean, he had a 150 QBR.
Well, you just said he's going to improve, and I'm saying I don't think he'll improve.
He'll continue to improve. Okay. This season, continue to grasp things and be a little bit quicker, a little bit better with all of it. That's how it works.
That's how it sometimes works. No, right? I mean, that's how it sometimes works.
No.
It didn't work that way with Carson Wentz.
That's how it works.
Did it work that way with Carson Wentz?
I don't know.
You do know. It didn't.
Carson, how long ago are we talking now about a different human being?
But there's a million quarterbacks.
In a different offense, in a different time.
Okay. I mean, I could give you a lot of examples where a player had been a 5 or 6 year quarterback, and then they just weren't as good as they had been earlier.
He's 26 years old.
I get it. And listen, normally 26 year olds improve.
And using Carson Wentz's failures no longer applies.
Riddle me this one.
So completely different.
You
now.
Know, I got nothing but love for Nick Foles. All of us do. But how can a player be so great in 13? And for two games of 17, but never be a consistently good starter? I don't know the answer, but I know it happened. What's the answer?
The coaches did a great job of building an offense that suited his strengths, and he played
his best
football.
Which is what happened in 2022 with Jalen Hurts. They had a very simple offense.
So why is that not replicable?
Because defenses made adjustments.
Replicable. I believe, and then you make more.
No,
that's how football works.
I agree, but it doesn't always work out, is my point.
This is why Jalen Hurts, I think, has a chance, because I think he can adapt and adjust, and it's just may take a little longer than
season.
We wanted to, because we paid him so much money and we have this great expectation, but I think he has the ability to make those adjustments. He's made a lot of changes. He's got a lot of voices in his head over the last few years.
Guys,
incredible how much better he's played since the bye. And what we've learned is he took it personally. He said, you know what? I'm turning the ball over. That's not me. I'm going to go fix this. That matters to me. The fact that he goes out there, and we don't even know, like the last few years, that he was injured. And then he got a surgery to fix the injury after the fact. He just kept playing. Like, that toughness really does make a difference in the long run for your quarterback. The fact that he will be out there leading, even if he's not feeling.
He's very tough. There is no question.
It bums me out that he hasn't gone in like a straight line as far as his progression is concerned, because I thought he would when he first, you know, got the reins. But, hey, I mean, sometimes that happens. That's
changing
what happens with young players. It takes some time. And I want to err on the side of positivity, because I think he's got the it factor to be able to get there.
Yeah, you've been saying that pretty consistently, Ruben. Look, I recognize he may. I recognize I might be wrong. And maybe he'll be here for the next 5 to 7 years. And he leads the Eagles to pretty consistent greatness and glory.
He gives
us
such
maybe.
A rare chance to always get that always keep those chains moving. Like that, as a player just standing on the side, an offensive player standing on the sideline watching my defense try to stop a quarterback who can just get it with his feet, who can just improvise and make plays like Jalen can, who can audibleize and hit AJ in the back corner of an end zone just at the drop of a hat 50 yards downfield. He has those rare skills that other people salivate over, and you need to take the time to appreciate more.
Okay, well, I'll take it under advisement. Isn't that what I say, Seltzer, when I'm ready to say?
Yeah, when you're just ready to move on.
I'll take it under advisement. By the way, it's 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Not only do we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio, but we give you a chance to win Eagles Jags tickets.
And the name is...
Because we give you a name, and if you know this name on Friday at 8 o'clock, that's 2 days from now, then you can win tickets to the Eagles-Jags game, and the name to know is Alshon Jeffrey. There may or may not be a Doug Peterson-type theme heading into an Eagles-Jags game. And guys, let's not forget, Alshon was a huge part of the 2017 Eagles. I mean, he had a lot of touchdowns in the regular season. He vibed well with both quarterbacks that year.
He played with a shoulder injury. Half of the year.
He had a Super Bowl touchdown that was like a little bit of a la Lynn Swan. I mean,
He had two in the NFC Championship game.
He had two in the title game.
I don't think you need to remind people that he was a big part of the 2017 team. Though.
You know what, though?
But
let me tell you this, James. I think because of all that developed in that game, Corey Clement's amazing game, Nick Foles, Philly special.
He doesn't get talked about as much.
That touchdown in the Super Bowl, which was the first touchdown scored to go up 9-3, that was a great catch.
It was an all-time play.
And by the way, it's the kind of catch, in all due respect to Deshaun and Macklin, who were fantastic receivers, they didn't have the height to make that catch. Riley Cooper didn't have the skill to make those catches. I mean, you consider who he followed, right? Like you think about who they had 2016, Doyle Green Beckham. Like, nobody made that kind of catch. Since probably Fred Barnett and prior to that, Mike Quick. And then Chris Carter, obviously. The acrobatic, I'm going up.
And T.O.
That's right. Anyway, know the name Alshon Jeffrey.
The Corey Clement catch was insane.
Was great.
That was a wide receiver, unlikely catch made by a tailback.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Was a backup, like third string rookie.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That was phenomenal. So anyway, know the name Alshon Jeffrey. On Friday, and you can win. And you got to listen tomorrow at 8 o'clock and Friday at 8 o'clock for more names. Know those names. Friday, you can win the Eagles-Jags tickets, courtesy, of course, of NovaCare. NovaCare Rehabilitation. Let's talk to Martin right now in Valley Forge.